Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Palooka. Loud and Local Band of the Week, Palooka. You want to find out how you can get their music?
I know they put out a single last year. They have a record that came out in 2017. They've been around for a while, BJ, and these guys are awesome.
Check out the BJ and Migs page for at KISW.com if you want more information. And if you want more local music, then Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, you want to be here on The Rock. 2 solid hours of music, great stuff from the Pacific Northwest, bands like Palooka. Friday, everybody. Everyone in this room has a full belly because of breakfast earlier.
Yes, Delaware. Thank you, Delaware.
Yes, thanks to Delaware, Steve, Vicky, and myself.
I'm ready to bet dessert.
We are not betting for this one.
Cake Pops.
Ooh.
Or lunch.
Oh.
Come on, Rev.
Oh, I like Cake Pops.
You can't lose twice in a row, can you?
No, oh, you
impossible.
Shut up. No, I'm not
it's
buying
like the Seahawks losing 3 games in a row. It just doesn't happen.
But they did lose 2, and this would be too... Let's get to our contestant today. We got Ted in Eatonville. Ted, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. Bye. For those playing at home, Ted will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ted, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What brand of breakfast cereal has the phrase 2 scoops on its box?
Raisin Bran.
Yes. Wayfarer sunglasses are produced by what eyeglass company?
Once again?
Wayfarer sunglasses are produced by what eyeglass company?
Pass.
What yard line must a football team drive to reach the red zone?
20.
Yes. What type of fruit is a winter banana?
Pass.
Through what animal's hole did Alice enter Wonderland?
Rabbit.
Yes. In pool, what color is the eight ball?
Black.
Yes. What color is pure caffeine?
White.
Yes. What decade did Albert Einstein pass away?
60s.
No.
70s.
No.
80s?
No. How many red squares are there on a standard checkerboard?
Ooh. 12?
No.
24?
No.
Pass.
What number is a thousand thousands?
What number what?
What number is a thousand thousands?
I don't know. 100,000?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
Well, that's a tough one.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I'd have to do my math on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's the point on that one there.
Yeah. I mean, we got 8 zeros there, so I guess that's how I would try to figure
no,
it out.
No, there's not 8 zeros on there.
Oh,
no.
Okay,
no,
never mind.
I guess you can think about it for a minute.
Yeah, see, right after I told you, there's even tough math. Yeah.
We'll have to see how Steve does with that one, if he even gets to it.
Let's see if he does.
Ooh.
Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes!
What brand of breakfast cereal has the phrase 2 scoops on its box?
Raisin Bran.
Yes! Wayfarer sunglasses are produced by what eyeglass company?
Ray-Ban?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
What yard line must a football team drive to reach the red zone?
The 10.
No.
20.
Yes.
Duh.
What type of fruit is a winter banana?
Plantain.
No.
Winter banana.
Good guess, actually.
Ooh. Papaya.
No.
Bananarama.
No.
Okay.
Through
eggplant.
What? No. Wow. Through what animal's hole did Alice enter Wonderland?
That's a personal question. I don't think we need to go down that rabbit hole.
Yes. In pool, what color is the eight ball?
Black.
Yes. What color is pure caffeine?
Black.
No.
White.
Yes. What decade did Albert Einstein pass away?
Ooh, I'm going to go with the 40s.
No.
50s.
Yes. How many red squares are there on a standard checkerboard?
12?
No.
11?
No.
16?
No. What number is a thousand to thousands?
A million.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-5.
Good game, Steve.
Sorry about that, Ted. Have a great weekend.
You know, Rev, you gave me a hint.
Ha. I was on the right track. I just counted the wrong number of zeros.
Exactly. Yeah. There are in 1,000 and 1,000, there are 6 zeros.
That's all you have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So or in all spells, just say a million. Hope you get it right.
You didn't even bother with the math
no,
on that.
No, zero effort. I just threw a number out there.
That's perfect, then.
I know. It's like a million. Next would have been 100,000.
How many red squares are there on a standard checkerboard?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
69.
No. Normally, there are 64 squares on a checkerboard.
Okay.
So if you divide that in two because of red and black, you get
32.
Yeah. Math.
I'll try to remember that. I'm probably not going to remember if I'm going to try to remember.
Yeah, what instance will you need to know that other than trivia or somebody saying, quick, make me a checkerboard?
Exactly.
Which one's
you never
more
know
likely?
When someone's going to come at me wanting a checkerboard.
The other one that you did not get correct, what type of fruit is a winter banana? I liked your plantain guess because you're on the banana route. Yep, it's not a banana and it's not a plantain.
A winter banana?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mango.
It's an apple.
Why is it called a winter banana?
I don't know. I didn't put that much research into it.
Are you sure that's true?
Yeah, I had to Google it, too. Yeah, I looked it up.
A winter banana?
A winter banana. When it comes up, it's an apple.
Yeah, it's an apple.
All right.
But why do they call it a winter banana? Like,
I don't know.
That's really
weird.
Where
did you even hear this that you wanted to make it a question?
It was one of those random trivia
it was on
things
Jeopardy.
That I did. Oh, no, man. It wasn't on Jeopardy this time. It was on one of those other sites that
the
I get questions
room.
From.
Oh, no.
It might have been, actually. Who knows? Sometimes we use the same sites.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Steve. You won.
Good job, Steve.
I won a winter banana split.
Yeah.
That would actually be disgusting. Apples and ice cream. I'm willing to try it. Apple pie.
I like this conversation you're having with yourself. You're going back and forth. It's like two people go, nah, I don't know. That's horrible. No, it's not.
I'm sounding it out.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
According to Google,
yes?
It says that it's a kind of apple. It's not like they don't get call of them. So it's just that's just the name of the like the
oh,
brand.
Wait.
It's yellow skin.
Yeah.
So like, is it like a Fuji or like a Red Delicious?
Yes.
Well, then that's not the answer.
What is it?
What?
What was the question again?
Yeah, so a winter banana is not an apple. It's a kind of apple, only based...
so that's okay, okay, I want you to say that sentence again out loud and listen to yourself.
Yeah, so what was your question?
Let's hear the question first.
Okay,
We go down this rabbit hole.
What type of fruit is a winter banana?
Yeah,
that's
all right.
That's an apple.
Yeah, if you say what type of fruit is a Fuji, I suppose I would say, yeah, it's an apple. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But it's not that all apples are called winter bananas, which is what I thought he meant.
No, I didn't.
Right,
that's
how we interpreted it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so you know what, Rev? You're right. But
Thank you.
I thought for a minute there, I was like, I've never heard people call apples winter bananas, but now I get it. It's just a particular type.
Mm-hmm. What's the other one that I always see when I go to Tacoma Boys? It's called like the Cosmic Apple.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, those things are...
I've been tempted to get one.
Aren't they supposed to be like super powered or something? Like super everything?
I don't know, man. People seem to be... The Cosmic Crisp, is it?
Yeah, the Cosmic Crisp.
Yeah, the Cosmic Crisp is a cross between Enterprise and Honeycrisp. Large, round, crisp, and super juicy, these bicolor apples have a rich red that sparkles with starbursts like lenticles, which is where the name Cosmic comes from.
And they say it's a hybrid apple that stays fresh for a year.
Whoa.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's the Beyonce of apples, according to some people. I don't even know what that means, but I want to eat it.
This sounds like a movie trailer.
Right?
Coming to theaters in 2022.
So this is definitely genetic engineering, and I just feel like, are you going to die from eating these things?
Well, it wouldn't okay. It probably won't make it into the Baseball Hall of Fame, but I'm willing to try it.
And I think they made it at the Washington State University, so it's local.
Yeah. Wait. Do I trust Wazoo to make my food?
Yeah, they get high and they come up with concoctions. This is the perfect thing to do.
I don't know.
The Cosmic Crisp.
I don't know. All right.
Why do they compare it to Beyonce? According to WSU, Cosmic Crisp is the Beyonce of apples.
Does that mean it's the best apple ever? Because Beyonce is the best ever?
Or it's the apple that Jay-Z likes to do? I don't know.
It's the queen of apples?
The queen of apples.
Oh, okay.
They say it's the apple of big dreams. All right. Now I need to get one.
All right. Let me know how that goes.
Okay.
And then put it in your ice cream and have another conversation.
They got them at Tacoma Boys. I see them always at the, when you check out, they're like in a basket at the checkout. Saying,
okay. This is your opportunity. You can make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
I'm going to enjoy history in my mouth.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
All right. So it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where, of course, you pick the topic and...
You guide the show.
You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We will take your calls. We will take your texts at 917. Let's do that.
Promise.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. And do remember this, when you call in, Steve has this rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you will be gonged and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
All right, this text just says, go Hawks.
Yeah.
Damn straight. Speaking of the Seahawks, another text says, did you see that Carlos Dunlap interview on game day? He was awesome. He forgot his own teammate's name. LOL. Go Hawks.
Yeah, but you made a comment that, you know, it's probably just the voice echoing in his ear, which is on a delay and just very disorienting.
Yeah, but I also think he forgot his teammate's name. I mean,
that too.
I love that he's only been on the team for two games and he already has like three sacks, which is like one of the most on the team, if not the most.
Yeah.
Which is funny. But yeah, so he was being interviewed by Ian Furness, who's doing a really good job of, like, you know, obviously the world has changed. So they're doing it from like a studio and then they're piping into the field, Lumen Field, as it's called now.
Lumen Field.
And so he was chatting with Carlos Dunlap, and Carlos starts like giving shout outs to all of his teammates, but then forgot Benson Mayoa's name and just called him number 95. It was pretty funny. Rev, you have the audio? Yep, Rev has it.
I'm just going to put an emphasis on the rush. When you give your dogs the opportunity to eat, we're going to eat. So we were already talking on the sideline as a defense that it was going to be on us to close it down. And I just seen that look in Jay Reed eyes, Puna's eyes, LJ, and I still got to get the names. 95. I'm going to have a brain fart. This is first week back.
If I'm Benson, I think I might give him my jersey. I mean, yeah, to say, you know, my name's on the back of it.
Here it is, just in case you need to know.
Nice to meet you. I'm your teammate.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. You could tell he was just having a good time.
It's good, man. They deserve to have a good time because they got so maligned, and they did actually get it done yesterday.
He looked great out there, too. Yeah. It was fun watching Dunlap. I was getting pretty pumped about him.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, man. I mean, it was good to see a little bit of that Hawks magic back. You know, the defense stepping up. Carlos Hyde really giving us a running game. So it was nice to be able to sort of see Russell have an efficient game again and not have to be the entire world beater.
We mentioned how it's the new field. It's called Lumen Field. Somebody texted in saying, Dan, have you guys noticed the reference to Dexter last night when the announcer was talking about the new name for the field and said, hello, Lumen? See, I thought he was doing a Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I've never watched Dexter, so I don't know.
You know, it sounds very familiar to me, but I forget. It's been so long since I've seen Dexter that is familiar, but I couldn't tell you what it means.
I thought he was doing a Hello Newman, because it almost sounded like he was going, Hello Newman, but called it Hello Lumen.
Lumen Ann Pierce was a fictional character played by Julia Stiles in Dexter.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was both.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know, I don't know how long she was on the show. I'm not too sure I mean, she was a character. I don't know what season it was, but okay. Maybe the guy was doing that.
Season 5.
Yeah, that's kind of deep in Dexter. I mean, I feel like season 5 is when people started going, I'm not a big fan of this.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I didn't remember. I remember now. I remember Julia Stiles' character, but I forgot her name was Lumen. All right, it could have been, like you said, Steve, or it could have been a nod to Dexter's Lumen. You know, when you know something, you immediately think it's what you're thinking.
So I said, did you guys hear the fireworks going off after the game last night or started going off when Arizona was still on their last third down? I'm in Tacoma. I think my broadcast is about a 30-second lag. Oh, that sucks because I know I posted something on my Twitter that said, like, I heart Carlos Dunlap. But one of my buddies, Justin, he was watching on Hulu and there's a delay. But I guess he was, like, watching Twitter. And I'm like, man, if you know you're on a delay, you might want to stay away from social media.
Right? You got to.
He was like, you know, he's like, you're killing me, but in a good way, because I knew something good was about to happen. Because for a second, I was watching it on my phone, because, like, while the game's going on, that's when we put Tatum down. You know, around 6 o'clock, we go upstairs and we play with her for a little bit, and then she goes to bed. I don't want to pass up on that even though the Hawks are playing, so I'm going up there, but I had the phone on. But on the phone app, it's like a minute and a half delay.
Oh, boy.
So anytime anything good happened, Danny would shoot me a text, and I knew something cool was about to happen. So I could, like, stop paying attention. Be like, babe, you hang out with Tatum for a second. TJ Lockett.
That guy.
Tyler Lockett's about to do something cool because I see him write Lockett with a bunch of hearts.
See, that would irritate me because I often watch Time Shifted because I hate, you know, sitting through commercials.
Uh-huh.
So I will double watch shows and then come back and go, okay, now I've got enough time saved up. Let me just go ahead. And that would kill me if you guys told me what I'm about to see because I'm usually like 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes behind.
Yeah, but it didn't bother me so much because it wasn't at the end of the game. At the end of the game, I was watching it live on television.
And you got to go live at the end. Yeah.
I actually did that to our friend Gregor over at the end when we were watching a Sounders game one time. I did not know because we had been tweeting each other through the Sounders games.
Right.
And I did not know he was not watching the game live. So I kept texting him a bunch of like updates like Rui Diaz, Jordan Morris, 1-0. And he texts me back later and he's like, dude, I wasn't watching live and you just spoiled the entire game for me. And I was I'm sorry.
You know, that's not your fault.
I didn't mean to.
No, then people have to let you know.
Yeah, if he doesn't tell you, it's not your fault.
I've had
things spoiled with me and someone felt bad. I'm like, not your fault. I didn't say anything. But I've told people ahead of time, like I've gone into a hockey locker room and said, I have not watched the Devils game yet. I'm going to go home and watch like an afternoon game. We had like an afternoon skate. And one of the guys like, oh, did you see? And he heard me say, he goes, oh, it's a bummer because the Penguins beat them. And I'm like, you are such a douche. Like, why did you do that? And he just thought it was the funniest thing.
Of course he did,
On the flip side, he saved me the time of watching the Devils lose.
Yeah.
He was helping you then.
That's the problem when you have troll friends. You can't ever get away from it because as soon as they know you're the guy that records,
yeah,
they'll always try to troll you.
Yeah.
So I just, you know... it depends on how much you care. You know, I'm always the guy. All right, you've started something. Now it's going to be misery
for
you.
I'm going to spoil everything for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you know, I've said, okay, this is how it's going to go for the rest of your life. Just go. All right, he's not worth trolling. It's just too much misery.
Is that why he spoiled the announcement of the birth of my child on the air?
Well, maybe.
Okay,
yeah,
I knew it was intentional.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone said, can you guys give a shout out to the only foster and adoption clinic in the state? We've been open for a month now, and I make sure we listen to you guys on KSW every day. We're in Tacoma on Hilltop. Foster kids never age out of our program. It's a win for the foster families out there. Also, November is the month of foster and adoption from Nurse Ben.
All right, Nurse Ben.
Shout out, Ben.
Yeah. Lots of shout outs as a former adopted kid and as well as a former foster kid. I appreciate everything you do, my friend.
You rock.
Everybody at your place.
Yes. Yeah. And hopefully you don't have that one person that hates our show and you're forcing them to listen to us.
Well, sorry about that. That sometimes happens.
So is it the Community Healthcare Regional Health Center? Is that what it is, Rev?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Nurse Ben's a friend of mine, and he's a pretty cool dude. He's doing some good stuff.
And they're the only place in what do you say, Washington State?
Yeah,
for foster kids, yeah. And they can do that, like you said, all the way through. They don't have to just be kids.
Oh, so basically, so...
Only foster and adoption clinic in the state.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's a different way to put where kids get to stay till they are adopted, and they have to stay somewhere, and they don't have a foster home to go to.
It's a clinic.
Yeah. Oh, a clinic, which means you take care of kids.
Yeah.
Who have medical issues.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, rock on, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very thankless thing, so that's pretty awesome.
Well, not for me it isn't, because I thank them a lot, because that was my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm very, very happy that those places are out there for kids like me who, you know, if you're not lucky enough to have a family to take you, which I was, it's, it can be a beating. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, and we got more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We just got a text that's going to make us step out of our comfort zone.
All right.
Because it's about food, and we never talk about food.
Oh, no. Wow. Come on. It's almost the end of the show. Let's not do something so way out of our...
Well, it's going to be tough for us to answer this question, but they wanted to know, what is the most unhealthy thing you guys are planning on eating next Thursday?
Ooh.
Everything.
Yeah. The desserts, right?
Yeah. The dessert. I don't know what has more calories, though. Is it the desserts that I'm going to eat, or is it those candied yams with the marshmallows on top of it? Ooh, like,
I guess it depends on how much of it you're planning on eating.
Well, entire plate of just that.
You could.
Okay, so then that.
You could argue, though, that most desserts are never really meant to be had. Like, you have to really fabricate them, whereas yams exist. At least they're a natural thing you can put in your body that supposedly will help you.
Have you seen how they're made?
I
believe the ingredients just say S ton of butter. Sugar,
yeah.
A ton of sugar.
Yes.
And marshmallows.
But the yam is still there somewhere. That's separation between...
When I was a kid, I was eating carrots and being healthy, but I was dipping them in like a giant thing of mayo or ranch or whatever.
Well, but at least there's carrots.
Yeah,
I'm eating a banana split, and I'm healthy because of the banana.
I'm not saying I'm saying out of the unhealthiest, an Oreo cookie pie, there's nothing in there that grows in nature.
Oreos grow in nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got an Oreo tree in the backyard.
It's an Oreo
that
bush.
Lush, that
oh, sorry,
lush,
my bad.
That lush dessert you're going to make, the slush lush?
Yeah.
Again, that doesn't
chocolate
occur
lush
in nature. It's just all sugar all the time, all carbs all the time.
Oh, mine's going to be very healthy. It's going to be all natural.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly, for me, it's probably going to be the gravy, because we had the conversation last night, actually, about we're not having any desserts on Thursday.
Why? It's
because you guys are terrorists.
Oh, you're weird.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, well, you're not having a turkey.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know
you're
one
all weird over there.
I know his name is Danny.
I'm normal and I'm a traditionalist. Turkey and dessert.
And desserts. Yeah, yeah, Steve
turkey
is the most
dessert.
Normal.
We're not going to do any because we at that point it's just the two of us. And I was like, "Are you going to eat pie?"
Two of us.
And she was like, "No." And I was like, "I don't want
ice cream."
Nah.
No.
Yeah. Sorry.
Weird.
Wow. Probably
so
some more turkey.
I mean, of all the people, they talk about there's no such thing as a soulmate, but I think you might have found your soulmate.
Yeah.
I don't know about two other people that don't like dessert.
Yeah, right.
Steve, what would you rather lose, the desserts or the turkey, if you had to choose?
If I had to choose from, oh.
You get to have everything else.
I'd rather lose the turkey.
Yeah, I'm with you. See, I'm the same way.
Oh, see, no, yeah, at that point, I still want the turkey at that point.
I get all the stuffing, I get all the gravy, and I get all the potatoes and all the green bean casserole or whatever, all the sides they make. And I get all the desserts. I have to just sacrifice turkey. Oh, I'm done. Turkey's out.
See, now the fact that I can smoke my turkey, it's such a game changer.
Okay, look. It's some parts of the country that's legal, but not here.
I've been able to do that since I was like 12. Jeez.
Excuse me.
I'm just excited to eat my body weight in tamales.
Oh, see, that's not fair.
Yeah, you cheat.
How did she get tamales and we don't?
Because she has a family that knows how to make them.
Come and we are making them.
Well, come on. Bring the whole family to my house.
Well, my mom says...
COVID schmovid. I want my tamales.
My mom says you guys are all welcome.
Yeah. Does your mother understand that we're not all welcome because there's the governor?
Yeah, we can't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Oh, that's why she's inviting everybody.
Damn.
No, that's why I'm inviting you guys.
This I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Because, you know, arguably, we work together, therefore I'm as safe as I can be for you.
Yeah, kiss my ass, Inslee. I'm eating tamales.
Kiss my tamale, Inslee.
Yeah. Got tamales and board games. Come on over.
Or you can just bring some next week before Thanksgiving.
That's good.
Did you not judge?
Yes.
So we're making them Wednesday night and Thursday morning.
Well,
that's your problem.
Why
are you
procrastinating? That's your problem. It's not mine.
You should start on Monday to make
these.
Yeah,
Steve's right.
Yeah, kind of agree.
Why don't you start this weekend?
I'm making the lush on a Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're doing it for us. This was already pre-planned between me and my mom. So.
Your mom doesn't care about us, and she should more care about us.
Yeah, your father cares about me. Yeah. If he knows, let him step down, put his foot down and say, hey, my friend Steve needs some tamales.
But then,
his friends, too, need some tamales.
Then he would get stuck making them, and he'd be like, okay, I don't love you that much, Steve. Sorry. Bye.
See, there's where the line is drawn.
I understand
you're
that.
Just not loved.
No,
you're not tamale loved.
They're not hard to make. They're just tedious.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
really
sort of tedious. Just like how I feel about everybody on this show.
Hey.
You know?
Well, to be true.
Yeah.
Me too.
So speaking of Oreos, you see next year they're making them vegan and gluten-free. What the F? The Oreos are already vegan.
Yeah, they're already vegan.
So if you're upset about that, then you don't...
Is that true? Is the cream doesn't have any milk product?
Yeah. All my vegan friends, that's like their go-to.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Like our buddy Ethan HD, like he eats very healthy. And he's a vegan wrestler guy, and he also has Destiny City Comics. But like he will just polish off an entire thing of Oreos. Like, it's like crack to him.
Look, just because something's vegan doesn't mean it's healthy.
Very true.
Exactly.
Yeah. I believe Doritos are vegan.
Exactly. There are no meat in Doritos. I was a vegetarian Dorito.
There's 230-pound guy for years.
There's a place in Tacoma called Quickie 2, and that's their whole thing. It's just like they have Southern-type vegan comfort food.
Mm.
And their barbecue sandwich, completely vegan, astounding.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But is it health conscious? Well, you make the call.
You don't need it either, yeah.
Yeah, you make
the call. Oh, super healthy.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
All right, so some of you wanted to text in and ask us if you could have an opportunity to experience one moment in time, what moment would it be, and would you attempt to change the past?
Wow.
I don't know if I want to mess with the past. I feel like that whole, like...
Don't even start. You'll get Joey pissed. Joey Deez hates time travel.
Yeah, no time travel, guys.
He doesn't do it?
I've invited him over to travel time with me. And
he won't. No, he...
Grant's hallucinogenics, but...
He does not. He's all mad about it, which he's mad at the entire sci-fi world because he just thinks time travel should be taken out.
Wow. One moment in time. What would it be? And would you... I don't know.
I know where I go, and it's very sad. This is a sad moment.
Oh, great. It's Friday.
Oh, well, I can't. You asked. I mean, what am I supposed to lie?
Yes.
Because it's an important moment in my life.
Okay, what's that moment in time?
I would go back and talk to my real parents.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to make the sad music while you're saying that. That's a very
nice. No, sad music makes it sound good, though.
Okay, here you go.
Why, Mama?
Oh, God.
Why did you leave me on the doorstep of the church?
Oh, geez.
Mama?
Why did you leave me, Mama?
It is a true story.
Dude, turned into Southern boy. Imagine if that, if you could go back in time as adult BJ
and go back and say what's
and
up.
So your actual birth mom left you at a doorstep.
Right? Yeah, left me on a church doorstep.
What if you could have been behind that door and opened it as she did that?
That just would be so. Like, that's
be like, yo, I'm that.
That's
yo,
time travel right there.
That's messed up. That would be. I don't know if I can handle that. That's, dude. I know you're all about therapy. I don't know if there's enough therapy to handle that situation.
I have a fantasy in my life that I have to tell you. Since we're talking about this, it's a fantasy. In other words, I make up this story. I don't know what the truth is. There was a guy that used to come around. And my dad, I remember he was a friend supposedly, but I ask everybody about this guy and nobody knows who he is. I even say the name and they go, I don't remember this guy. But he gave me cards. He gave me geeky stuff as a little kid. I thought he was my dad's buddy. And I made up in my mind it was me time traveling to just help me get through until I had a better life.
Wow.
Like that guy was me traveling back to the past, taking care of myself. Because nobody knows who this guy is. I talk to my family. I go, hey, do you remember this guy? And they go, no, I don't know who you're talking about. I go, he gave me all sorts of cool stuff when I was a kid. I'm telling him. They go, we have no idea. Like my brothers, my sisters, they don't know who Whoa. I'm talking about. And so I'm like, what if that was me visiting me?
Dude, it's like, it's like the whole Eddie Vedder story of the song Alive.
I don't know that story.
Oh, the song's about him not knowing who his real father was, but he knew the guy. But his mom made him believe that the dad that wasn't like the person that was raising him was his actual dad, but it wasn't.
Whoa, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, dude, it's a pretty heavy story. He actually talked a lot in depth about it during that Howard Stern interview, he's always referred to it a little bit, but it was never like as in depth as he did. But like, yeah, the whole thing was just like in the song, you know, your real daddy was dying. And like that's like the whole thing was like he was led a lie by his mom to believe that one guy was his dad when it wasn't.
How is he about that? Because I can see why she'd want to, so he'd have a dad in his life. I mean, I feel like that would be her intent.
Yeah, I think he's got like you could tell like he made it sound like it's something that like obviously did not sit well for me. But like he understands why it was done. It's just it still hurt. Kind of a thing.
I often wondered, like, how I would be if somebody told me, like, I wasn't my kid's father. I mean, it's always a possibility in life. You never know. I mean, especially, granted, it's a little tougher nowadays with DNA testing, but many years ago, there were dudes that were told they were the father and they weren't the father. And then the father knew he was the father, but he sort of was like the uncle or a friend that would come over. It happened a lot in, obviously the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, like that. But I thought, like, how would I be if all of a sudden, like, what if, like, I mean, look, God forbid, but, here it is 18 years later. All of a sudden, the bomb gets dropped. You know what? You're not Tatum's dad, but you've been her dad.
Have you seen those eyelashes? There's no way it's anyone other than me.
So maybe it's right. All right, so what they'll say is that they'll say that Tatum's mom is, like, not her mom. They'll say that.
I know firsthand it is.
But, I mean, what would you do?
I watched.
Yeah.
Oh.
what would you do, if, in fact, it turns out? Well, you watch, but what if?
Well, I'd first go to the bar and just to kind of assess things.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you're there for the delivery. It still could be somebody else's package that was sent to the post office that you're seeing dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, granted, in your case, that kid looks so like you. And by the way she maneuvers through life and falls over, she's totally your kid.
Oh, for sure.
But I mean, I thought, what would I do if all of a sudden, like, they told me that one of my kids wasn't my kids, but I've been their father for, like, a big part of their life. How would I do?
Dude, I know some people where that has gone on, where they were raising a certain person and their kid, and they hadn't told them yet that wasn't the actual father. And I was just like, man, it's going to come that point where you're going to have to. And I don't know how that would go. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of anger at first. But then, like, I mean, you'd have to like be like, well, I still love this person. I can't just turn off love.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's one thing if the kid doesn't know, but everybody else does. But I would be the one that didn't know either.
Right.
I would still have to take my
anger. But yeah, you got to hope that you'd still be there for that person. You've grown a bond. It's not like some random person now.
Would I finally then, if it's told it's true, would I finally be able to kick my daughter out of my house at that point? I'm just asking for a friend.
But then you lose your barbecue buddy and Johnny Roberts.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, you're just chef. Adopt him.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That way, if things don't work out with them, you don't lose him.
Okay, I'll do a phony DNA test and find out that he's my kid and then Sarah's not.
That's kind of a lot heavier than I thought, because like I was just going to say I'd like to relive and actually be there when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, but not nearly as powerful.
You want to go back and watch that again?
Well, I want to be there at the game.
Oh,
because it says you could be there. Like I went and saw them lose a Super Bowl. It still bothers.
Well, you could go back in time and change it, and that means you got two Super Bowls in a row.
You mean I could like from the crowd yell at Russ and be like, hand the ball off to Marshawn?
Exactly.
I know how this is going to end.
You could definitely do that.
Do you really think they would listen? What if I jumped on the field and told Pete Like, I'm sure I'd be tackled, but do you think I could get to him and say, I'm coming to you
Wait,
from the future?
Here's what you say.
Hand the ball off.
Here's what you'd have to say. You'd run over to Pete and go, dude, I know this is highly illegal, but you know that little thing that you like to have Russ do, a little thing? They prepared for that. There's one dude ready to go intercept that.
Right.
Don't do that play.
Right.
You know, Belichick has been studying it. He saw you guys do it on film. He cheats. And then at least they'd believe that rather than you're a time traveler. You'd have to say you saw Belichick cheating, watching that on video or something.
But then you'd be watching at home, and then you'd see yourself on TV.
Ooh. Oh, I'd wear a costume.
Oh, okay.
Well, he was at the game. So he was at that
game. Oh, you're talking about that game.
That Super Bowl that we lost. Steve was at that one.
I went back and saw the one they actually won.
So I go back to the one that I was at. Now, my seats were at the other side of the field, and I had to now jump the...
Well, don't forget, you're going back in time, so your other self is still there. Don't talk to each other, because it's paradox. If you touch each other, you can both blow up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, butterfly effect.
You know what I do?
Yeah.
Got it, because I ran into, not Blit, but Boom, the other Seahawk mascot, which I don't know even if he's a mascot anymore. But what I do is, I say hi to him like I did. I go for a picture, and I knock him out. And then I take the costume, and I put it on. And now I'm on the field. Pete's going to believe Boom. He's not going to believe Steve Mays.
Is he really going to believe Boom?
And I kind of waddle over to him. And right before that play, I'm like, Pete, don't do it. And he'd be like, I know. I'm from the future. I'm not really Boom. And then tell him what's up.
If you could go 5 minutes, like maybe even 3 minutes ahead of time, and just be random guy to come up to him and go, you know that play you're going to do? Where you gonna? And he'd be like, how do you know we're going to do that play?
I know what you're about to do.
See, that's why I could say, look, they know you're doing that play. They're cheating. They've written, so change the play. They know that's what's coming.
Cheat with me. That's cheat. They're cheating.
Because you have the knowledge.
They're cheating. They're just prepared. I don't know if that's called cheating.
Well, no, but I mean, they're cheating now that they read the sign. Like, they were able to crack the code to know that's exactly the play you're going to run. And here's what Pete Carroll would say. We are actually going to run that play. How would you know? And you go, "How you're right. How would I know? Because Belichick is cheating. That's how I know. Mm-hmm. Run a different play.
Right. Trust me. I'm your mascot.
Wouldn't you do that? If somebody came up to you and you had the play all scoped out and somebody came up to you.
That's a lot to absorb in
a
moments.
Minute, like, you've got the play down, you just went over, and all of a sudden, Rando McGee comes over and says, look, they're cheating over there.
Not Rando McGee, I'm Boom the Seahawk mascot.
Well, yeah, I'm calling for security at that point.
You're not going to believe that. How would I have that info? That I know exactly the play you're going to run.
Yeah, nah.
See, you fail in time travel. You're the frustrating normal guy that doesn't believe, at least, that I shouldn't have this information.
Oh, you called me normal. Thank you.
I mean, I've always wanted to talk to Pete Carroll, but I kind of want to talk to him now even more and ask this question to him.
Yeah?
He probably would hang up the phone on us. Well, you guys are morons.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, that's a good question. I mean,
yeah, if somebody came to
define
you.
Good. But, yeah, so if someone came to you from the future and said what you're about to do is a bad idea, would you change the play?
You know what? Anybody we get to talk to, we should ask.
Okay.
Any football player. Like, you know, because they all are part of it. You know
what
I mean?
The coach is like, that's the decision maker. Yeah.
Well, you know, and you know, like, look, we talked to defense. Next time we talked to Big Walt. Because Big Walt, you know, I mean, he probably could turn around and say something to the quarterback if we got to Big Walt.
Big Walt, if Boom, the Seahawk mascot came up to you.
Came up to you, Walt, and said, hey,
can you relay this to your coach? Would you?
Or even to the QB just to call an audible, like to do something different. Like, maybe you could run on the field real quick, like a substitute player, go over to Big Walt and go, Walt, I know what you guys are going to do.
This is so convoluted.
Well, that's why we should never talk about time.
So that one texter has to be pulling his hair in rage with this stoner conversation.
Yeah.
Well, so just show Pete Carroll the footage of the play.
Oh, yeah.
But I wouldn't have that.
He doesn't have. I don't know if you have that.
I'm not bringing YouTube from the future with me.
Why not?
Why, if you
download it on your phone.
Ooh. Pete, watch this. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You'd be like, wow, you have the iPhone 12 already? How did you get that?
Clearly, I'm from the future, Pete.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've got the wireless AirPods. You don't even know what these are.
But see, there are people that would not make a change even if they knew, because they think it would disrupt the timeline or start a whole new timeline. See,
yeah,
this is
the documentary. No, the documentary Back to the Future.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Why even go down that road? Why even test it with Pete? We know Bill Belichick likes to cheat. How about I go over and go, Pete's prepared for what you're about to do.
Oh, get into double think.
Yep. Reverse psychology.
Oh, so take, was it Butler? Take Butler out of the game? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to take Malcolm Butler out. They know that Butler's plan and Butler's going to mess it up.
Plan for, they're running the ball.
Yeah. Okay.
They know what you're trying to do because you know what they know. I'm from the future. Tom Brady's going to leave you one day, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to be with Tampa Bay. Yep. What do you think of that, Bill? Yeah, cheater. Well, I think we've covered that, right? We've done a good job with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is never going to happen. It's not nearly as silly as your story, but, you know,
my story is silly. Mine was, serious. My mother.
One. Yeah, mine's serious and yours was silly.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. Here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a bank account have in common? Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, we'll do that at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a bank account have in common?
I'm empty inside.
You are.
A real zero.
Empty. Zero.
I like this text. Neither one has balance.
Oh, good.
Only when alcohol is involved.
Yeah.
Which is usually.
Yeah. This,
So they both have the potential to grow.
Oh.
I'm earning interest.
I'm losing interest. But we have a new study. This is interesting. Apparently, the smaller the man's package is, the more money he makes.
I wonder why I'm broke.
Yeah. Turns out, if you're a dude that's packing more than 8 inches, you earn an average of about $35,700 a year. Every time you drop an inch, a man's average salary goes up until you get to men who are only 3 inches in that department.
So does Bill Gates have an innie?
I guess. How about that? If you're 3 inches...
Well, there's only one way to find out for sure, Steve.
Well,
the internet. Google. Dear also, Google, does Bill Gates have a tiny schlong?
Yeah.
Imagine if he was just a lumberjack, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, some guys get all the luck.
Yeah. How about this? The smaller your junk is, the more you've been promoted as well over the years. That's what they've... All right, well, congratulations.
Elon Musk, he must also be... Tiny flamethrower.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. Ryan Castle, he must be amazing. What's he done in life? He's up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
What band would walk 500 miles and 500 more just to fall down at your door?
Sorry, I tried to put my face mask on over my eyes. Maybe it's going on the Proclaimers.
Yes. Woo. Nice work, buddy.
Man, I wake
distract,
up.
You still got it done.
I will walk 500 miles
to be the man who walks 1,000 miles and fall down at your door.
Thank you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So by you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.